Welcome to the first episode of the new season of Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of veterinarian Sarah Barlow Russell and farrier Trenton Russell, a married couple living and working in agriculture in Absorkey. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Sarah hosts her annual producers meeting to kick off the spring calving season. It's still winter here, real winter, real, take your breath away, can't see the side of the road for snow, central Montana winter. And yet?
Hello!
That's Sarah. Hello. She's a mixed animal veterinarian here in Stillwater County, and tonight is one of the biggest nights of her year. She's hosting 50 or so ranchers at this Absorkey Event Center for dinner and a speaker.
I really suck at being in front of people. But anyway, thank you guys for coming, even though the roads suck and it snowed and everything.
These are folks she's already working with, pregnancy checking their cows, vaccinating their heifers, and semen testing their bulls. But right at the beginning of calving season, pulling something like this off isn't easy.
Because I'm a solo practitioner, I try really hard if I'm not going to be available to any of my clients, be it dog, cat, horse, cow, whatever. I don't want them sitting and waiting for me if I'm not available. So I just left a message saying that through 9 p.m. tonight, I'm not available if they had an emergency to try one of the other clinics in town.
Hi.
How's it going?
Sarah greets her friend, rancher Jeff Furster. Last year, Jeff quit his job at the Stillwater Mine after 20 years to take over his family's ranch near Roscoe.
And how did it go?
Last year? It was a very difficult year.
He had some other words to describe that experience as well.
They started calving right when the weather got really bad. It was a lot of work. A lot of people really helped out and saved my ass. We worked through it. It was a good year. Cattle prices were low again. And we made a couple of dollars, but it was challenging and it was a good experience.
Jeff's here with his parents, Peggy and Ronald Furster.
And what are you hoping to get out of tonight's presentation?
That's Peggy.
The nutrition on our cows are always changing. I mean, it's just something you never stop working at. You know, keep up with diseases, keep up with nutrition, keep up with what's working best. Genetics is another thing that is just a hot topic all winter long until you buy those very expensive bulls, you know, so yeah, it just everything, and we couldn't do it without our vets.
Tonight, Sarah will introduce two speakers from Zoetis, the world's largest producer of medicine and vaccinations for pets and livestock. The company, which used to be a part of Pfizer, also paid for the dinner. Tri-tip green beans, tropical fruit salad, and special request by Sarah, cheesecake.
If you want to go eat,
while she's got everyone together, she issues a little reminder to her people.
Going into calving season, I just wanted to preach again. Real colostrum is the best, always. And if you can't use real colostrum or you need to supplement that, remember that there's a big difference between supplements and replacers. And I'm happy to set you up with some replacer if you need it. But use the real thing if you can. For one, it's free.
It's time for the main speaker, Zoetis beef cattle nutritionist Gary Sides, here in Absorkey from Sterling, Colorado.
So, Sarah asked me to talk about four subjects tonight: basic cow-calf nutrition, parasite control, use of implants, suckling calves, and some on human nutrition, the value of beef in the human diet. In between nutrition, parasites, and implants, we'll eat cheesecake, we'll do human nutrition at the end, okay? Is that fair? Okay, so here we go. On the planet Earth, 2/3 of our landmass is not suitable for farming. If you go to
Next week, Sarah vaccinates heifers against brucellosis at the very last minute before they turn one.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.